Most of us, now that we're adults, we don't look at books anymore the same way as we did when we were kids. We're reading for information, we have a mission, we've got to find out something, or we're reading just for entertainment. And a lot of times we don't take into account everything that goes on in our brain while we're reading a really good story. So, you know, nobody really sits down with the encyclopedia and says, I'm going to have a nice night in with the, you know, Q. That doesn't happen a whole lot. But a lot of times we curl up with a good book, and if it's a good one, we're talking about it with our friends, we're going online, we're, you know, Facebooking, my status is page 37. We're joining a book club so we can talk about it with people and really engage each other in conversation about it. So these are things that, sadly, we come to more as adults. If you're a product of the public school system, some of that fun is sort of, I don't know, taken out for kids. Like they're not ready for that. But I beg to differ. I think that starting a conversation about your what you're reading and how these characters influence you, and that made me cry and that made me mad, and oh, she should have done this, and I can't believe he was such a jerk, and you know, we get involved with these lives that our characters have, so we want to pass that on to our kids. And one of the greatest things about most books that you will read is they're going to have an element that's teaching you something. When you read a story, even if it's just for enjoyment, you learn something from it. You learn how to communicate with other people by watching how those characters interacted. If it takes place in a historical setting, you learn a lot of history. If it's an adventure story, or maybe a tale of a like the true stories where they go on an expedition in some other country, you're learning all kinds of scientific facts or geological type information. You learn about other cultures. If you are reading something maybe that has current events in it, you could also be studying economics and finances. And all of that is very sneakily done by the author before you can have a reaction and say, I hate math. Oh, I was terrible at science. Too late, you've learned it. So that's what we really want to pass on to our kids, right? The book for me that comes to mind is Gone with the Wind. Everything I needed to know about the Civil War, I learned from reading Gone with the Wind. Didn't have to read a history book about it. I could tell you all about the commanders and the generals and the North and the South and the Sherman's march to the sea and the burning of Atlanta. And oh my goodness, it was all there in this wonderful story. So to me, that was like the genesis of realizing I can skip the textbook. I don't need dry facts. I can find a good story, and it's going to teach me things that I need to know. And kids really like to learn the same way. You know, the old school method was you're going to read a book, and then you're going to answer some essay questions about it. If you're lucky, you get to write a report on it. And then we'll take a test, a paper test about it. I can think of no other way to suck the joy right out of reading a book than to bring it all down to paper and pencil, question and answer. It doesn't matter what good of a story it is. I mean, there's a reason I can't stand Moby Dick to this day, and we just won't go into that. But it has to do with the old school method of just overanalyzing and making the student respond to things that may not even be important to them out of that story. So we want to find out, what is it in the story that's going to engage my student and my child? How can I draw that out of them and sneak in a few other learning lessons at the same time? The newer model in schools is they're still reading literature. They're still squeezing it in around, you know, mandatory testing and all the other things they have to do.